It's fitting for the generous talk of the Korean people's army issued a press statement on the 4th as a result of what's the touch-and-go situation now being created on the Korean Peninsula. The press statement said, the U.S. imperialists who are inviting latest nuclear striking means ended invasion of the DPRK one after another. We have since shipping to the waters of the Korean Peninsula even nuclear-powered supercarrier group that left the waters of the Indian Ocean and the west coast of the U.S. Navy. The prevailing situation is on the eve of explosion, that is, whether a war breaks out or not on this month, and whether it is possible today or tomorrow. The responsibility for the worst situation entirely goes to the U.S. administration in the White House and the military warmongers of the Pentagon that have intended to collapse our dignified system. Therefore, the junior staff of the Korean People's Army in charge of the whole operation, as the Supreme Command has already declared solemnly at home and abroad, will take strong military countermeasures to cope with a real war in succession. We have already warned the present South Korean authorities and military doctors who are following in the footsteps of traitor Lee Myung-bak so that they can understand us. The U.S. hostile policy towards the DPRK and its senseless nuclear threat, increasing in a sustained way, will be mercilessly frustrated by the full will of the United Army and the people, and the small, light, and diversified latest nuclear striking means of the Korean style. We officially notify the White House and the Pentagon that the merciless operations of the Korean Revolutionary Armed Forces concerned have been formally defined and ratified. The United States must point out the grave situation, a press statement truth,